Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. I probably shouldn't do it, but there are these raggy, junky comments, and I might as well respond to them. There's nothing else happening at the moment. Kind of just waiting on the next stage to see if there will be anybody who can actually make some physics arguments. Like maybe a physicist will actually try to make a physics argument. Explaining or point to some great piece of evidence or something. But we'll see. So logical empiricist who believes all kinds of nutty things, but whatever. I had to warn Toady. So apparently Toady has now been harassed, and I'll say he's been harassed by these loony haters. So Brozo and this idiot and probably Farley and who knows else had to go warn him and tell him. Yeah. Just insane behavior, frankly. I mean, it's a conversation about physics. What does he have to be warned about? You have no evidence that I have ever harassed another person ever on the internet. Ever. What does he have to be warned about? It's just amazing. On a human level, about instability of Edmendum's emotions. So there's absolutely no evidence of any instability on my part. I have been completely consistent from the day I showed up on this medium to now. It is just absolute nonsense coming from people who are demonstrating their emotional dysfunction. They have focused their life on this mission of sabotaging me wherever they possibly can. And that's all they have to do with their life, is talk about doing it and doing it. They're just like some kind of silly animal, you know, playing with a Dixie cup. Anyway, once you're his quasi-proto friend, so again, where is there any evidence I'm on this medium to make friends? Oh, that's right, there's absolutely zero. There's also zero evidence that I do friend things. That I'm a friend kind of person, that we, like, I go out picnicking with somebody or something. I don't like talking to people. I don't like looking at them. I don't like smelling them. I don't really have any use for them. So unless they're doing something that we have a common purpose, you know, we're both pushing a Sisyphus boulder or something, I don't have any use for them. What are they for? You can't barbecue them. You can't have them, you know. What do you do with friends? Exactly. All right, anyway, and then involves a special pleading, well, I don't even know what, and then evolves a special pleading and ask you if you're with him or against him. No, I'm just kind of, you know, it's kind of important when you're like in the foxhole and the other guy has a machine gun and you have a gun, you know, that you understand, oh, you're fighting on the same side as I am, right? You know, I'm not stupid enough to sit next to a Nazi in the trench. So yeah, when somebody starts talking nihilist shit or some other kind of shit and they're supposed to be on my side, I say, well, you really can't be on my side if you don't get the whole value thing. So yeah, I think I should be shooting you, okay? Yeah, we're really not going, we're not heading the same place. So forget it. Yeah, see ya. All right. I mean, it's just stupid to say, what, if you're sitting there part of, like, say you're a passionate Democrat, and your friend starts saying, well, you know, that Trump guy isn't so bad. I mean, you know, inheritance is a really cool thing. I mean, you know, it makes some people very rich, so why not? And isn't it very good? I mean, not earning it, you know, and going bankrupt 7 times? I mean, what, isn't that the way we all should live? Isn't that like a life of integrity? You know, they should still be friends. I don't get that. Maybe you get that because you're a lunatic, but I'm sure you don't get it. It's just that you have no life experience because you're the one, you know, sitting in a basement somewhere, a dank, dark one, who's obviously lived no life and had no experience with human beings. All right. He needs a reason to reject you first before you can reject him. So that's absolute bullshit. Again, I'm expressly saying it. I have no use for people. I don't need you. Do you understand that? I don't need you. Yeah, it's just the truth. Oh, fuck. I don't know if he will play just like that out with Toady. Me and Toady are just talking about physics. It doesn't, there's nothing else. It's just about physics. You know, I did watch the, you know, an Egypt video on his channel, and it was okay. You know, old artifacts are interesting and all that shit, and he didn't do too much talking or any of that crap, so it was just fine. But what do you think there is here? There's a conversation about a physics circumstance, and instead of responding to what Toadie actually says is, how the fuck can you have extra momentum? Isn't that free energy? Why don't you answer the question of how it's not free energy? And then the whole thing is over with. And Toadie goes his separate way, and, you know, he can go back to, you know, thumbing his nose at the flat earth meme-y. You know, whatever. He doesn't seem all that interested in the other subjects at this time, and blah, 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 blah. But we'll see. But, I mean, you know, your people are just so... You're so such liars and fakers. I mean, do you think if Hathaway didn't kill himself, he wouldn't still be making videos? Of course he would. Me and Hathaway really hated each other's... Well, I don't know. I'm sure I hated him. Okay, I'm sure I'm quite certain I saw him as evil. I don't know if he actually saw me as evil because he didn't do the evil thing. He didn't do the right or wrong thing, which was why I considered him evil. It's because he was a nihilist. But... He still made videos, and I responded to his videos, and there was no real friendship between us, or no buddy-buddy crap. But we had a certain respect for each other's opinion. And that's all you have to have. A certain minimum respect for the other person's opinion. And that's what you people can't muster. It's all or nothing for you people. Yeah. But it has happened countless times, so it's just a made-up story. Where are the countless stories? What is this countless times that I did something wrong? Where? That somehow I was the criminal in the breakup of the beautiful friendship. Where? Okay. In Amendum's life, so I predict some kind of pattern here. Well, you know, based on, again, no evidence. So you're very good at accepting theories for which there is zero evidence. But you won't be able to produce any evidence of some... beautiful relationship I destroyed with my emotional problem. You won't be able to demonstrate it anywhere. I think if Toadie doesn't swerve in the direction of Gary's value theory, though, so what would that have to do with it? Oh, that's right, absolutely nothing. It really doesn't have anything to do with the physics argument. Now, if Toadie wants to start making videos about how wonderful life is and people should have 14 babies, you know, especially bummy, creepy, poor people, well, then, yeah, we're going to disagree. You know, I'm going to find that disgusting, you know, that you're advocating for more child wreckage in the world, you know, more hanging babies over barbecues to entertain fat, stupid, poor morons. Ugh. So, yeah, if that's his thing, yeah, then we're not going to be friends, that's for sure. But I think if it could still make a physics argument, I'd still be interested. All right, in Mendham will feel betrayed and find reason for a shouting match. Oh, what a fucking crime that is. Somebody shouting? Oh, my God. That's the end of the world. Here you people are emailing people, sending unsolicited crap mail. And you're talking about people having a shouting match? Somehow me arguing a point, you know, for which I take full responsibility, for which my face is part of. I'm not doing it from a sock account like you little cowards. You little sickly, stinky little cowards talk all this trash from your sock accounts, from your fucking hidden identity bullshit. No accountability. No, for the rest of your life is it worn on your sleeve, you know, right on a patch on your chest. I've spent 20 years making honest videos, and you have held every little mistake I've ever made over my head. And you cowards won't set yourself up for the same ridicule. You're disgustingly duplicitous. Ugh, such creepy little lying scum to play this kind of game. Ugh, you unaccountable creeps. Okay, and we'll ban. Well, gee, that's the end of the world, huh? You know, as I've said 400 times, please, Internet, ban me. Oh, my God. What a horror. I won't be able to do chit-chat in the comment section? Right? That's the only that's the only thing it causes, right? You can't chit-chat in a comment section. You can't type some one-sentence snarkyism like, oh, there's a booger in your nose. You know, oh, gee, I'm going to be so disappointed that I can't do that anymore. Oh, that's right, I didn't do that in the first place. It wasn't my mission in life to go point out the common flaws in people, unlike you turds. Oh, amazing. And again, I have provided on the website an anonymous forum from which you can type all your little snarkyisms. They're just not public on my channel. So you can certainly let me know if you have some point to make, but none of you can make a point. See, if you could make a point on my forum or send me an email, and then you could publish it and say, look, this is what I sent to Gary, and he didn't respond to it. You could do a gotcha. But you can't do a gotcha because you don't have any arguments. You don't have any links. You don't have any arguments. You can't make any scientific sense. And then you just pretend that, oh, yeah, I'm stopping you from doing that. No, I'm stopping you from lying and obliging me to counter your lies constantly. That's the standard. And that's all you do. Okay. Anyway, Tony from his friends list. What? Shouting match and we'll ban Tony from his friends list? What is a friends list? You'll never find that I've ever had such a thing as a friends list. So that's pretty silly. Right? I mean, there's just subscriptions on YouTube. There's no friends list. I don't belong into any social media. I don't have a Facebook and a Twitter and all that crap. I don't do the little friend thingy. Liar. Anyway, which about included only Old Fan and his... I don't even... Why you're bringing up my family in here? There's no niece apparently for anything, so that's just too weird. Again, more invasions of my privacy. For what purpose? This is just, you know, it's just disgusting that you people have to sit there and play these games. Disgusting. All right, let's see and find out what happens empirically. What the fuck could that even mean? I mean, what could it mean? So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think, okay, it's possible that Tony will become satisfied. The physics guy will just tell him, don't bother, Tony. It's not a big deal. We all figured it out. It's too much for you. But yeah, we know the truth and it's all okay. You can have extra momentum. It doesn't cause any problems. Extra momentum doesn't mean anything. And he'll accept it and run away. Or he's going to sit there and say, yeah, there really should be an answer. And he's going to keep saying there should be an answer until he gets an answer. And clearly, you're not going to ever be able to provide that answer. So, you know, those are your two choices, though. Now, it seems he's leaning to, he'd kind of like it to be over with. I mean, he did say there was a comment on the one forum that was worth reading when there wasn't any comments on that forum worth reading. You know, but anyway. I mean, except for the guy who admitted that, yes, it is free energy and it goes to infinity. But the point is that you run out of energy once you get to infinity, so it doesn't matter anymore. So once you get to infinity, it's not free energy anymore, so therefore it didn't happen the whole time it was free energy? I mean, it was such a silly answer. All right, anyway, Wicker Man. So if you can get dumber than logical empiricists, Wicker Man's your man. If you want somebody a little bit dumber, this is the go-to guy. All right, as soon as he starts disagreeing with aspects of Gary's theory, it's all over. So what's going to be all over? So I don't agree with Franklin Hu about much when it comes to physics, right? You know, beyond agreeing that the conventional theory is under-evidenced, we have completely different theories, right? He's a wave guy, an ether person, and even maybe a little god thrown in. And I'm obviously not now. Me and Franklin can have nice civil conversations, no problems, because we talk about physics. You people can't talk about physics is your problem. You can never talk about the actual subject. I mean, you say, why don't you want to talk to me? Well, I don't want to talk to you because you have nothing to say that's actually relevant. All you have is silly accusations that, again, I have to waste my time explaining how, well, that isn't true. Anyway, usually anything less than near 100% acceptance of his ideas is all Gary needs to start hating a person. So that's, again, more bullshit. absolute nonsense. There's a ton of people who are not effulists, okay, who I find totally acceptable in terms of their politics and attitudes and philosophies, in the sense that, you know, they're not anti. That's the point. They're just not one of us, but they're not the enemy of us, so to speak. But clearly, why shouldn't I consider people who are a threat to everything I value in the universe? Why would I be friends with that person? I mean, it just doesn't make much sense. I mean, maybe that's how you swing, but yeah, I don't swing that far. You always find a way, so he'll always find a way. So it's just so fun. I mean, what does all this concern come from? It must come from that I found fault with these characters at some point in the past, and I broke their little hearts and disappointed them because I found their philosophies to be weak and insufficient in some way and said, gee, you're really useless. And they took it personally and decided to go on a vendetta. Is there anything else to this story? Probably not. These aren't even like Christians who, you know, oh, you offended my religion, I have to come attack you. You know, these are even weaker, pathetic individuals who are just like groupies, and they didn't get to be a groupie, and therefore they hate the guy because he wouldn't let them be his groupie. I mean, it's that pathetic. All right, even if someone is agreeing with him, he'll take issue with how isn't worded exactly how he'd like. And again, what is the problem? People can't handle this? They can't handle argument? Well, that's part of the problem, isn't it? You know, argument is the only way to test the truth, to test a statement, to test a proposition. It's the only way. They've been doing it for thousands of years, human beings, to test ideas. It's exactly the right thing to do. And you people are all afraid of it. All right. He used to get a few consistent positive comments on his physics videos. Yeah, so what? By people who didn't know any physics. I mean, frankly, that's what it was. They're basically agreeing that, well, sounds okay, sounds pretty good, blah, blah, blah. But they really don't know any physics. So what are they supposed to do? How exactly are they supposed to contribute? Now, I do have a couple of people that are working on the simulations. Now, they obviously do know some physics and certainly know math. And they're quite on board in a sense. You know, not that we don't have disagreements about some things, but I just mean they get why I'm saying what I'm saying. Perfectly reasonable from their perspective also that, yes, evidence is really good, and they don't have any. Let's see. But now it's a ghost town because he drove everyone away by being a complete ass. So that's kind of horseshit. The people, obviously there's people there, there's people lingering, but they're waiting for something to happen, right? I mean, the ones who are interested in physics, you know, I guess it depends on how deep their interest goes. It's a lot of videos, frankly. You know, it's not an hour a day. Some days it's more than that. But, I mean, it's a lot of content. You wouldn't expect people to show up every day for that if the story isn't really changing. And it really isn't going to change. The details are going to change. It's going to get more and more nuanced. They'll go deeper and deeper. And it, just like with the two-slit experiment, it becomes more and more of something you can outline. The facts that have never been spoken, the truth that's never been told about how what the pattern's actually made out of and how it's produced. But that's all it is. So again, until there's a conversation, until there's debate that's actually on the subject, why would anybody be interested who is interested in physics? Because there's only one side of the argument. And all the rest of the arguments have to be supplied by them, and they might not know enough about the subject. I mean, how many people do know what a soliton and a monad is? And if I said soliton and monad, how many people know what the fuck that is? I mean, I first heard those words from the silly Bill guy on that dissident science, whatever it is, John Chappelle natural, whatever it is, thingy, right? And he said those words. I was like, what the fuck is this loop-de-doo talking about? Solitons and monads? And then I found out, oh, that's what he's talking about. See, he was a religious kook, and so he's doing creation science. I said, okay, I understand why he's calling them solitons, but where did he get this wacky idea? And then you find out, oh, it's the 300-year-old Christian wackiness. Oh, the book of the Bible that was never written. You know, because it's a physics book. I mean, it's just part of the irony. You people really are just defending a creation science. That's, you know, this is really what the argument is. It's not pseudoscience. You know, it's not you against pseudoscience. It's actually a bunch of creationists, okay, against me, the scientist. All right. So then the empiricist. You might just about be right. Gary has made a rod for his own back. Now, I always had one, frankly. I always spook of the truth to authority. I always told, you know, fat ladies they were fat, and I did, you know, I was obnoxious as a human being, frankly, as a kid, because I was always complaining. I was always pointing out somebody littered, somebody did this, somebody did that. You know, so yeah, so all the time I found a fault and I let the world know I didn't like what it was doing. All right, he has blocked so many people that he cannot hold a regular conversation any longer. So again, what conversation was being held by any of the people I blocked? I had Holiday blocked. Did it mean we couldn't have a conversation? No. I have Pirro blocked. Does it mean we can't have a conversation? Well, it means in a sense we can't, because he can't stay on the subject ever. So he'll never respond to a single point I make. He'll just do his selective quote mining, as displayed when he played my video and talked over it. Paid no attention to the most important part of the video. Okay. I'd say he cannot unblock contacts now, since he doesn't know anymore who... I only did that once, you know, where I had a, whatever, debt forgiveness. And it was pointless. They're all troll accounts. I'm sorry, you're just trolls. This is all you do on the internet, is talk shit from behind rocks. And that's it. So whose contribution am I missing now? You're still able to comment with little brozo and do your little shit talking, but do you ever make a physics argument? I don't think I've seen any. All you do is this raggy shit. Well, how is, in any way, the conversation enhanced by any of this crap? You provide no counter argument to a single thing spoken in any of the videos. You respond with no relevant content. Okay. That he really wants to keep blocked and who were once friends. So that's what he keeps saying, this is true when it's not true. Of Gary, like Wayward Horizons. And again, though, I didn't do anything against Wayward Horizons. I didn't break off anything. He went Christian. He went all kinds of nutty, loopy ways because, yeah, he had a rough life. He was homeless. He was all kinds of things. His name is Wayward Horizons. You don't even get it? That clearly it wasn't my problem. It was his problem. All right? I mean, and what do you think I'm supposed to do? Is it my job to reclimate these people or try to instruct them on how to live their life or some other? I actually did some of that, frankly. But, I mean, what am I supposed to do? But be, you know, I can be a little bit charitable and try to say, hey, what's the problem? But that's all I can do. I can't fix if they're going someplace else and have some other mission in their life now. But I didn't do anything to Wayward Horizon in any way to call it a hurt or I caused him some sort of pain. That is absolute bullshit. He caused me grief. He was the one who went on. He's the guy with the key in his hand scraping the paint off cars. It's just too silly. Oh, anyway, Gary has also alienated himself from YouTube. Well, I mean, obviously the company sucks, okay? And I've alienated myself from it numerous times for different reasons. I mean, one was they wiped out an account I had that had, you know, whatever it was, 1,000 or 1,500 videos on it. Do Not God, the one I really liked the name of, for no reason. You know, in one day, they just annihilated it. 3 image strikes for the same image. Silly. Okay, and then when they did this, you know, they killed the Inmendum account for over a year, and it was only because of one of my YouTube friends, the ones you say I don't have, that I ever got that account back. So what is there to like about YouTube? I don't see anything to like about it. It seems draconian and unfair and hostile to anyone who's going to speak against the commercial industries. Anyway, since they had the authority, the audacity to indicate that hate speech is hate speech. So again, this is their judgment. What hate speech, what the fuck that even is, and whether that's something you want YouTube to decide what it is. I certainly didn't vote for that. I'm not voting for YouTube and Google to decide what the definition of hate speech is. So fuck that. Even if you call it any other names. Well, I call it fascism when you think you can censor other people merely for what they're saying when they're not overtly, like in the case of, what's his name, the fat guy, lying. So yeah, if they want to have a standard that if we catch you in overt lies, that yeah, okay, well, we can't let you do this. This is bullshit. But there's none of that on my content. So anyway, and Inmendum has done a lot of acts of speaking in hatred. So again, just absolute bullshit. I have every right to hate things. I have every right to be against them, to oppose them in any way I can. What the fuck? You're such a fascist. It's disgusting. You shouldn't even live in a free country, you fucking piece of shit. It is hard to follow him into his own site. So again, this gripe that the website is some egregious, horrible imposition, and it's just more, what the fuck are you talking about? I mean, it works fine for me. I mean, it's good enough. Now, maybe I have a much better internet connection than you do. That's why the download links are there. So download the MP3 even, right? You don't need to see everything. If you know what the hell you're talking about, or you know all the physics, you don't even need to see me draw this shit. You know, just play the MP3. You whiner. Anyway. Let's see. Follow him to his website because the page layout sucks. So again, yeah, the page layout works. That's all it has to do. There's a video. You hit the video play button. There's an index of the other videos. Oh, gee. Why does it suck? Oh, it sucks because it doesn't have some splash screen, okay, with little hidden little links in it. Oh, that's why it sucks. And the video player isn't as good as streaming as on YouTube. Yeah, well, that's because I have to pay for it. You know, so, this is such an insipid and childish complaint. It certainly wouldn't stop me from watching somebody's video. So if Hothaday put all his videos on a website, or if even Pirro did, it really wouldn't get in my way. I mean, you're just so pathetic. I predict that he'll be back full-time soon on YouTube. So you go ahead and predict whatever you wish to predict. You know, I don't care. I already stated this is just, you know, it's a kind of a useless protest. I'm going to do it because nobody else will do it. And yeah, so there might be some point where I just say, hey, all this extra work isn't worth it. Because it is extra work. I have to reprocess the video into three different forms. I have to make the MP3. I have to make the WebM. I have to make the MP4, you know, and then I have to upload them, and then I have to change the web page, you know. So it's a lot more work for me. But again, what do you don't stand for anything, do you? You won't defend anything. You think it's okay for YouTube to wipe out a channel in one day, completely against the terms of service, no strikes, no indication that the channel was at all offensive or in jeopardy. And to just exterminate it. You think it's okay. Thousands of videos, 15 years of work, it should just annihilate it. You're so pathetic. What you defend is pathetic. That's the world you want to live in? Well then, fuck you. Yeah, I hate you. I hate you, scum. You're disgusting. Because there's no alternative in life for Gary. Well, whatever. I mean, there's clearly an alternative. So again, I came from an alternative. I came from a world where you print letters and send them in the mail. I showed them in the video. I mean, that's how I used to send out newsletters in the mail, the regular mail. I used to pay for the postage, okay? And I'd send them. You know, because, yeah, I had something to say. I think it's important. I think the right to die was an important subject, so I sent a letter, you know, trying to convince people that, hey, you got to vote for this thing, okay? You got to, you know, maybe once in a while you have to hold your nose and vote for the wrong candidate because they're right on that subject, because we've got to fix this shit. People shouldn't still be tortured to death. They should be allowed to gracefully die. Duh. So, yeah, I did that, fuckhead. Okay, and I don't regret it, and I certainly don't apologize for it. Fuck you. Yeah, I stand for something. Maybe you don't, except for being a troll, a paint chipper. Besides that, besides somebody who pisses in the drinking water, what the fuck good are you? All right, his life is making those videos. No, my life is my imagination, frankly. And I can have a life doing lots of things because I'm a creative and imaginative person, okay? And I'm only doing this because it's kind of much more important than all the other little challenges I could take on in life. You know, all the ones where I could be part of the story that could be more personally gratifying for me. I could spend all day just in the garden, frankly. I can do lots of things. I don't need this bullshit. I can whistle at pretty girls. I mean, I really don't need this, fuckhead. Anyway, he has nothing else, so he wants them to be watched, and the only way... So again, if I was whoring for subscribers, I would have joined the little program that YouTube had to make your little coins jingle jingle. I would have networked, I would have played along, but I haven't done any of that because it's irrelevant to me. I'm making arguments. They either trigger something in people's brains and they say, oh yeah, that sounds reasonable, or they don't. But that's all there is. There's just the argument. There's just the facts, the truth. People either will care about it or they won't. My responsibility is just to say, I see it, and I'll stand by it. And the only way to do so on YouTube, accepting them somehow. And the only way to do so is YouTube accepting them somehow. So he wants them to be watched. Well, I'm just saying YouTube has gotten basically immunity, and that's exactly what they're supposed to do. That's exactly what the DMCA was supposed to create, is an atmosphere of free speech. You're supposed to be prosecuted for violating the law. You're not supposed to be prosecuted for violating some terms of service. So the whole reason why YouTube was given immunity for the content on YouTube. You can't sue YouTube because they gave somebody the right to speak. That's the whole idea, is free speech, retard. Oh, God, you're so fucking stupid. Since YouTube is the only kid on the block in big audience video streaming. And it's the world works that way only because you people are such whores for your structure. You love the salesman. You love to be manipulated by people. You can't do anything without the manipulators to tell you what to do. You need somebody to tell you what to buy and then how to buy it. You're pathetic. All right, I think Gary has been taken by surprise by the alternatives in the YouTube ecosystem. What do you mean I have been taken by surprise? What alternatives are you talking about? There aren't any. Frankly, nothing can compete with it, obviously, because it's all of efficiency of size thing. You've got to be really big to do it efficiently, such as banning some sorts of speech and losing subscribers to cat videos and influencers. I don't think I even understand what that could possibly mean. So somebody subscribes to philosophy videos and all of a sudden they realize there's kitten videos on YouTube and they stop being philosophical? You think that's a theory somewhere? I think that's really silly. You know, whatever. He still bemoans the good old times. Well, where do you have those videos? Could I watch some of those? Can you give me a list of the videos where I've done all this bemoaning? Please. Could you please? I bemoan that everyone has become, the new generation is such a bunch of dickless, gutless, pussy shit, okay? Because yes, there's just nobody to fill the stuff that's been recycled out, you know, there's nothing filling the void, and that's lamentable, but it's part of the world now. Where he could upload a hate-filled response and get 5,000 views for it. I got 5,000 views on some of those videos and more because I made an effort to be funny and more entertaining. And I don't bother doing that anymore. So, but who cares? 5,000 views? This isn't my ambition. 5,000 views. My ambition is to make an argument that's going to be persuasive. And so it's like some hidden book, you know, that no one really reads until much later, like Van Gogh or something. You know, there's not much you can do about that. It's the way it is. So that's the way it is. Until I can get a good fight with somebody interesting, that's all you're going to get is, you know, 1,000 views. Because it's, you know, it's not going to create a spectacle, and everything has to be a spectacle. If you just die on planet Earth, you know, by standing in the street and have a car run you over, it'll be nothing, right? But if you do it spectacularly, you know, like falling off a building, you know, well, then you'll be interesting, okay? And then it'll be worth throwing flowers off the building every year to remember the guy who flew off the building. You know, it's all about, you know, the ribbons and the bows on the box. It's not about what's in the box. And that's a cultural statement. That just sucks. If it bleeds, it leads kind of crap. It's just sad and tragic that's the world people want to live in. That's all the commentary from the ambulance chasers. Nothing about the real story, about what causes the wrecks. You know, just video of the wrecks. Yeah, take a break. Alright, Beck. Alright, the Brozo says, that was quite brilliantly neat, concise explanation regarding velocity squared. So it's really not velocity squared, right? What you're really squaring is meters and velocity to come up with some number like 60 miles an hour. You're not really squaring, right? The hour part or the mile part, you're squaring the interaction of the two, because then you can make the square, you can make a rectangle this way, or you can make a rectangle this way. You can have a lot of velocity and a little bit of mass, or you can have a lot of mass and a little bit of velocity. So you're making a square out of mass, kilograms, and velocity. That's the square. But there's nothing squared. None of those numbers are squared to make the square, because frankly, it's not likely to be a square. It's usually not going to be six kilograms with a velocity of six. And again, the idea isn't to square anything. It's just to account for the fact that what you're basically saying is you're doing a set six times. But anyway, I was a bit surprised that Toady was just going along with most claims Gary was making, even calling him a science educator. Creaky, whatever that means. the claims I was making was that, yes, free momentum is free energy, and he was saying the same thing, and how else could it go? I mean, is there some other way it could work? He was giving you a description of, well, you know, if I have this much energy and it bounces off a piece of paper, it's not strong enough to go through the piece of paper, and then somehow if I bang it into a heavier object, all of a sudden it'll go through the piece of paper. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Same force? It doesn't make any sense. Who would want their kids educated by Gary? So again, this question mark, and again, I would ask the same. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't let a kid anywhere near a Brozo. They come out knowing less than most, so we'll see. Time will tell about what you know. You obviously don't know how springs work. You don't even know how electricity works, because it's got built right into it the same scenario. Amperage and voltage. You know, and where do you square the voltage? So why don't you show me some really brilliant equations that square the voltage? Because half or more of what they learn would be complete fantasy. So again, this half that won't be articulated. we don't get any real description of what the hell Brozo is claiming. So he's clearly already stated that one of the things he would teach a kid is that you can't throw, say a ball. If I make the ball, I have two balls, one that weighs twice as much as the other one, that I can only throw the lighter one 0.28 as far. So if I go to throw them both, I can only throw it 0.28 as far, even though it's twice as light. Now, obviously, lighter things, you know, if you go really light, like make the ball out of paper, you can't throw it further because wind resistance becomes so much more dominant. It's the same wind resistance for, you know, a steel ball as it is for the paper one. And obviously, the paper one's not going to go too far. But if you were in space, you can understand that, yeah, that light one's really going to go. But anyway, so that's the world. He lives in this wacky, silly verse. And, you know, what's he going to teach a kid? Oh, that's right. Nothing useful. How to be a failure. How to be a liar. How to be a cheater. Because he does cheat all over the place. That's why we don't have any air track experiments. 3 months, he's had an air track, and he's provided nothing. I mean, I could show you the one little clip, but it's so bad that I really shouldn't have to. You know, where he's filming the air track going this way, and he's filming it from this angle. You know, viewing a tape measure from this angle. Too ridiculous. All right, anyway. This is, so Piro says, this is a guy that was debunking Flat Earth. Do you think he plans to stab Gary in the back on this stuff? Well, he doesn't really have any back, you know, I haven't shown him any back to stab, frankly. So I'm not really too worried. He hasn't, you know, frankly, his contribution is nothing more than so far, yeah, I think what you're saying is right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, has he said anything besides, I agree? I mean, he hasn't really brought to the table any further arguments. I mean, I'm the one who's doing the history argument. He doesn't even seem that interested in the history argument when I find that one really compelling. I mean, it's so compelling in terms of it's just such horrible physics. It's such horrible science that story alone should be reason to doubt the theory. Even if there wasn't the Professor Lewin experiment, even if they had experiments showing 4 times more fuel to go twice as fast, you could almost doubt that because there might be some catch. But, I mean, with that bad history, you still have to wait. Oh, come on. That's too ugly. I mean, you proved mv squared and then you arbitrarily in 1800 throw a half in front of it? Well, no, he does. Let's be fair. He does concede that one's a little strange. You know, the popping the one half in front of the equation all of a sudden. So he does concede that. Well, anyway, do you think he has planned to stab Gary in the back on this stuff, or is he really as he's acting? So it's they think it's really an act for somebody to say, gee, it really would be great to see an experiment. So the whole forum thing, you know, that I won't link to just because, yeah, the trolls are ruining it. You know, and what I brought up on the Naked Scientist, is there any post in there that deal with the question at all? No. So, I mean, it's just amazing that these people think this is an act to say, well, can't you provide a single link to an experiment where you collect this extra energy? You're saying there's twice as much energy in the 8-pound bowling ball. You mean you don't have anything to show me, evidence-wise, that the twice as fast, lighter object has twice as much energy? Nothing? Not a single frickin' piece of evidence showing the 10-ton train, you know, doing half as much work as the 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour? Not a single piece of evidence? And he calls that acting. So you have to be an actor to ask the question and say, gee, it really would be good to have a piece of evidence, yeah. So I imagine if I convince him that it's a little suspicious that they've never done the insanely simple Eddington experiment. You know, it's really simple from space. No eclipse needed. 400 times better resolution. And I might convince him to say, yeah, that seems like they should have repeated that experiment. I mean, come on. We've had satellites for 50 years now. Come on. What's the big deal? It's more than 50, right? 60? Okay, I confess, I never really considered it may be a ruse. So they're all, now they're so invested in every little drama they can make, right? It's just so petty. To expose Gary. And how would he expose me exactly? What would be the big punchline? Ah, I did have a link to a better experiment. He's the one that provided the link, you know, to the other air track experiment from the high school that's actually a pretty good piece of evidence. So, you know, once you understand that she's not using cards to do the photo gate thing, and you understand that the cart is the wrong color, once you understand that, well, let's say if you don't do what, if you already knew that the cart is made out of solid aluminum and the size of the cart is really the weight of the cart, it works fine. I mean, that experiment disproves Lewin's results. They're completely contrary. Exactly inverse to his results. Instead of going faster than twice the speed, the second cart goes slower than twice the speed. Then half the speed, sorry. Sheesh. Anyway, I was getting the opposite vibe, that he simply found Gary's arguments persuasive. You know, well, because they should be persuasive. You should be persuaded when physics is, and science is making claims it doesn't support with evidence. That should be of interest to people who are, you know, logic-based and want the truth. That should be of interest to you when you see corruption in something. And so, you know, you could say it's not a malicious corruption, or it's not some other, it's just a corruption. That they didn't do, the procedure wasn't followed, you know, and you should say, gee, that's not a good idea. Diseases get spread that way, right? You wouldn't want hospitals to be willy-nilly about following the procedures, would you? Okay. And wanted to act in some kind of referee role. So I don't think that was his original thought, but I think once he got deeper into it, he realized, yeah, I don't know how to make these arguments, because it seems all these people just keep making these, you know, obscure mathematical arguments, and they don't really pay any attention to the demand for evidence. And so I don't think he feels competent to make a mathematical argument. So, you know, he's changed the role. So he's going to try to get a physicist to make a physics argument. But again, all they have is their math, too. They won't be able to provide the evidence either. All right, he seems sincere. And he's clearly stating that, yes, he intends to resolve this. Now, that's the question. Does he really intend to resolve it? So he's basically, you know, he said he's going to buy an air track if he has to. And I said I'd contribute. Because, yeah, the experiment should be done right. And this is the irony. Brozo has had the air track for 3 months. He says it works, and yet he can't possibly show us the experiment for some reason. He just won't do it. All right. He seems sincere, natural, warm, friendly, willing to disagree here and there, agree to disagree, but surprisingly willing to put in print in the PDFs that there was clearly something wrong with Walter Lewin's MIT air track experiment. He's saying if there isn't something wrong with it, there's something wrong with reality, because he can't figure out how you can't exploit the extra momentum. If you have extra momentum coming out of a system, just like me, he's recognizing that's a real thing. You can't just have fake momentum. It's not an irrelevancy. Making more momentum means that's heat. That's a real thing. You can use that stuff. It's money. You're telling him, Professor Lewin showed in an experiment where you put a quarter into the machine and the machine gives you back 35 cents. He's saying, why doesn't everybody else have one of these machines? It's brilliant. Cool. All right, anyway, something inconsistent. I mean, it's just amazing that you can't still figure out how Professor Lewin's experiment is not only aberrant in the sense that we can't find anybody who's duplicated it, except for you, and you won't show us you duplicating it. Well, you won't show us where we could see it. You'll put it behind a curtain and tell us, you know, the Wizard of Oz rules. You know, you can't look behind the curtain. Okay, I'm only paraphrasing because right now I cannot find the exact bit in his PDF, which are rather long and cumbersome compared to your comments. Oh, what a joke. But he certainly seems willing to throw a qualified professor. It's not about his qualifications. It's about what physics does. And this is the cheats that physics performs. It's performance art. They have a theory. And the fact is, just like you, Stephen, they force the experiment to come out the way they want it to. They don't. They film it, and it doesn't come out quite right. They throw that film out, and they wait till it turns out the way they want it to. They finagle it, just like Veritasium did with the single photon experiment, which I got no counter arguments from anybody. Nobody explained to me how I was wrong. Arlene Farley did send me the other video of the guy who did the 15-second, thing, and I pointed out how obviously he sells the actual filtering device that actually excludes the photons, and blah, 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 blah. But that argument was probably way over your stupid, moronic, little, tiny head anyway. Under the bust while calling Gary warm and generous. So he's just obsessed with this, the stuff that couldn't mean anything to anybody. Right? It's like if he signed an email, best regards, you would take that really serious. Oh, he expended his very best regards on Gary. His very best ones. I mean, what kind of loony are you? I mean, how openly crazy are you willing to be? Okay, and a science educator. You already pointed that one out, silly person. Which Gary was that? He wrote a bunch of hyperbolish kind of, verte statements about who we are as people. So what? Who cares? But seriously, so far I've taken Toadie at face value. Okay, so this is the part that's interesting, right? I've offered to send him my air track. So that's the funny part. Like, he's offered to send him. Does that mean you're going to pay to send it to him? And you're just saying to yourself, again, what the fuck? Can't any of you people, like, can't Pyrrho or Logical Empiricist or Mindless Marbles or Falwell or any of these people, can't you just honestly say that this doesn't make any sense? That Brozo has had the damn thing for 3 months. He's shown us nothing. I mean, virtually nothing. Okay, of air track video. I mean, we just have nothing. And now he's going to offer to give it away. To send it to somebody else. What the fuck? The experiments are so simple. All he has to do is push the card into a spring, release it. Okay, done. And then do maybe, 15 experiments where you just take the two carts and you just make the load heavier and heavier on one of the carts. Progressively add, 10 grams and just see what kind of different results you get. What's the big deal? Amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. I just can't even understand how you can type something this fucking... I mean, the duplicity that has to be built into this. It just doesn't make any sense. Now I've learned the holes get clogged and the spring launcher moving parts need to be low mass as possible. Yeah, we had a big giant spring on the end of the cart, which really was kind of silly. but whatever. Yeah, they get clogged because, probably because your house is a sty and the vacuum cleaner's just sucking up the dirty air in your house. But no response so far. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a response because I don't think Toadie thinks you're a rational person, frankly. Well, we'll see. I would not expect him to be terribly impressed by your collection, your archive of comic videos. He told another commenter he is busy, so fair enough. Okay, I don't know where he did that, but interesting. We can't all drop everything to get involved in this merry-go-round. Well, it seems like he is involved, but I don't know if he has to drop everything. And he actually said he was going to buy one, but the point would be, why would he buy yours? Because obviously you couldn't do anything with it. So you can't claim it works and then play this game that, hey, it works, but I didn't use it. Yeah, I went to the trouble to make it, but it wasn't because I wanted to use it for anything. I just wanted to send it to somebody at my expense. Well, that makes sense. My best guess is he will eventually cotton on Gary hasn't been entirely honest. So this is such an insane lie. Well, there's just no It's a physics jam. I'm arguing physics. What have I been dishonest about, you fucking insane kook? Okay, in his disclosure of experiments already done. So, again, where have I been dishonest? I in the live conversation I had with him, I pointed out, I think, that, well, there is somebody who claims to have done it, but, you know, it's too sloppy to be worth considering. Something like that. But dismissed largely for personal reasons. So, yeah, my personal reason is your experiment is completely useless. You might as well have filmed it in invisible MP4 because it's useless. It's has no value as a scientific experiment. It can't be scrutinized or analyzed in any way. You're just telling us it proves. Yeah, you can't see it, but it does. His dislike, hatred for me going back a few years when I disapproved his other major claim against Walter Lewin and MIT that they were overtly cheating the radar experiment. So that's a fucking lie right there. I didn't say they were overtly cheating. What I said was, why are they putting the extra, why are they doing the radar experiment by not just detecting the radar? Why are they using the audio signal? And you find out why. The you know what the why is because they can't make the parts where the signal is on, they can't make them twice as loud without doing the demodulation of the audio signal. That's what makes it twice as loud. So it does distort the outcome. So again, fail on your part, Stephen. Walter Lewin and MIT that they were overtly cheating the radar experiment by transmitting sound on the carrier frequency. Right, and the simple point, I'll keep reiterating it, is why would you do that? Why don't you just use a blinking LED? Or why don't you use, you know, why bother creating another variable in the experiment when we already know how to detect radar? So just detect the radar. Don't detect something carried by the radar. All right. And that they apparently knew the experiment would work if they added sound. Well, apparently they did, because you see that in Professor Lewin's claims. Because he says, well, look, when I cover one of them, it gets louder. Well, the reason it gets louder is because that's what the demodulation does to the signal. That's what putting a sound on the signal means you're going to create. Okay, that's some claim easily proven wrong. So nothing proven by Stephen Bro. I showed him it still works without sound. I never said it doesn't work. So again, he just keeps lying. I didn't say you wouldn't see any pattern. My argument was that, again, I'll just state it again. Why add the extra variable? In experiments, you want to keep things as simple as possible. You don't want extra variables. You don't want to like have the experiment happen in the dark and then put levers in for triggers for it to hit and then have the triggers do a puppet show. You don't want distance between you and the show, the real show, the mechanism that's causing the effect. You don't want to add anything superfluous to the experiment. I also showed him the off switch that manufacturers of the equipment always include. Don't even know what the fuck that could mean. So the sound can be switched off. What good would it do you to switch the sound off if, okay, it's the only way you can detect the signal? If all you're doing is listening for a signal, well then how's that going to help you any? All right, why would they include an off switch if they stop the experiment working? I just can't even understand what the fuck he's talking about, this off switch. There's an MIT video from 1950, whatever, where they're doing it outdoors with radio antennas, okay? Just ask yourself the question. There's right on the side of the device is a needle detecting the radio signal. What's the sound for? You don't need the sound. You're detecting a radio signal, like on your radio. You don't need to hear the sound. You just want to know that the signal is actually being received. And how strong is the signal you're receiving? You don't want to hear how strong the sound is, how well the carrier is being represented. You want to know how much of the signal are you capturing. But whatever. Gary was simply, no, I wasn't wrong, but he couldn't handle it. Bullshit again. And so what we know is that Stephen did a whole bunch of radar experiments, right? There's all kinds of devices you can see in the background of his videos where he did all kinds of different radar experiments, but he never showed any of them. Fact. And so I get the flack. I have to let him call me a P.O. and stuff like that, all because he can't accept he was just plain wrong. So again, I wasn't wrong, and you're an idiot. And you're also a cheater. The fact is you're cheating your audience. You have done a bunch of experiments, and you haven't shown them. Fact. Okay. I'd say Toady is like a judge who has a little too much empathy with the accused and takes him out for dinner. So I don't even know where do you get this Dickens-esque story from? Does that actually happen in your country? Judges take murderers out for dinner because they feel sorry for them? Oh, you just had to beat the shit out of that bitch, didn't you? Yeah, your wife was a fucking cunt, wasn't she? Yeah, let's have dinner about it. What are you talking about, you crazy fuck? I mean, jeez, too stupid. I don't know. Where did you make this shit up? Where did this happen in real life, nutty? The judges take the accused out for dinner, you know. Anyway, I was just, you know, it's just too silly. Thinking this is just fair, I would argue it is naive, whatever that is. So anyway. And distinctly unfair. So Toady just merely pointing out that he sincerely sees a problem with free momentum. So if anybody says that, in your opinion, they're being unfair and naive to think that there could possibly be a problem with the kinetic energy formula. So you have no evidence, you have a terrible history, and here you are saying this about anybody who would disagree with you. And that's all this is about, you. All right. No reference has yet been made to the quite reasonable experiments I have done so far. So he has done no experiments so far that could be called useful on this subject. Okay, his ball bearing experiments were ludicrous. The results were ludicrous. Nobody could believe the results. Nobody believes in your 1.2 theory. I mean your 0.28 theory. Okay, that twice as light things only go 0.28 as fast. It's so fucking stupid. Okay, your results are completely inaccurate and incorrect. You're the one lying and deceiving. You're the horrible teacher. You're the horrible demonstrator. Because that is a ludicrous result. You should know it's ludicrous. The 1.4 thing was already stupid, and you went another half degree stupider. I mean, fuck, you're so dumb. Anyway, and I consider that silly. So he thinks it's silly for somebody to say, hey, Steve, you don't film a tape measure experiment, you know, from an angle where the tape measure is going the same direction as your camera. That's really fucking dumb. There's no point in having a tape measure if that's what you're doing, retard. I mean, I can't believe he has provided nothing. And again, he's only doing the ball bearing experiments because we didn't have a choice. Because we didn't have an air track. He has an air track, the perfect mechanical device for doing the experiment of pushing a mass and then a two mass with the same amount of force and showing his 0.2 theory. So validate your 0.2 theory with the air track. You haven't shown us that. Anyway, and unfair to the argument. Oh, it's just amazing. Not unfair to me. I'm irrelevant. So it just he considers it silly because somebody would say, your experiments really do suck, Steve. Come on. You got to do better than this. You don't know the difference between pushing and hitting. You don't know that you can't make lighter things move faster than the thing you're hitting them with. You don't know anything about physics. It really is. He's just too stupid. I am armed to the teeth with better experimental evidence. So he said that 2 weeks ago, and he's produced nothing. 2 weeks ago, he made these claims about how I got it. I got a better video. I got better this. I got better that. I got it. Better proof. Nothing. I mean, what the fuck? I just can't motivate myself to let Gary see. What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. So you have this great piece of proof, and yet you don't want anybody to see it, especially me. You're great proof. I guess it's kind of funny watching him talk even more horse manure, dig himself even deeper. No, you're the one in so fucking deep, you're never going to climb out of it. You're backing a dead horse shit for brain. I mean, there's no way your 0.28 theory is going to work. All right, and either's your 0.4 theory. And the fact is, you're never going to do your free momentum experiment. It's never going to happen, Steve. And have Toadie backing him up for the most part. Well, he hasn't had any reason to believe you've proven anything. You haven't met any kind of reasonable standard of proof. And the fact that you think you have just makes you so ridiculous. They shouldn't need to see my air track results. Okay, what should they be looking at? Okay, anyway. In the slow motion with balls and with bells and whistles and tedious line-by-line explanations where they both misunderstand something quite simple, even by my standards. They shouldn't need to see my air track results in slow motion. I didn't ask to see them in slow motion. I asked to see them from a reasonable angle for using frame rate to detect velocity. You can't film something at a distorted angle and expect people to do any kind of clinical examination from that angle. It's critical to doing frame rate analysis that you look directly at the objects, not indirectly. You idiot. Oh, God damn, he's so stupid. Like you, I cannot work out how someone who debunked flat earthers and appears vaguely connected to some big names in flat earth debunking, he keeps mentioning Simon Dan. So I don't know where Toadie did that. And others who sound like they frequent the same pub or pubs, who knows? That would be interesting, like I said, because it would be nice to get one of those people to attempt to debunk me as a pseudoscience earther of some kind, or a pseudo-earther, or a science denier, even. How can then take on board the ideas of none other than the man who needs no introduction? Okay, so I won't even read the rest. So the rest of this whole paragraph is just him, who need not learn. Yes, that's right. Here he is. I'm about to say his name. So he's just all this little wordplay. This is his running joke. All of this time wasted. All of that typing wasted. Because he thinks somebody who cares about science and the truth needs that joke. It's worth that many words. Yeah. This is what happens when you listen to too much Gary. Life becomes like living Monty Python sketch. Well, like I said, you're like watching the Three Stooges backwards. You know, it's like double, you know. Like watching Laurel and Hardy, watching the Three Stooges. Okay, sadly, it isn't the 5-minute argument or the full half hour. This is the breakfast, dinner, tea. Well, anyway, that's your obsession and your problem, frankly. All right, appear to be back. All right, so mindless marbles. Trying to get math. So another guy who promised to make a video and hasn't done it. Trying to get math lessons from Gary is like trying to get business advice from Elizabeth Holmes. Okay, so yeah, I don't even know who the fuck or what the fuck he's talking about. Who could care less? I think I'm missing. Oh, Pyrrho. Okay, let me do this Pyrrho one. All right. Toadie said, of course, the math works out. Yeah, well, he's one of these people who can't. He doesn't want to be accused of being a denier of math, because that would put him in the flat earth category. So he's trying to just protect himself from any accusation that he's being anti-science by saying that math could possibly be wrong, because you're not ever allowed to say that any mathematical formula is possibly wrong. And so he's just scared to death to be thrown into a category because he said something about math. But later said, oh, it doesn't work out. We'll see. So when will we see, Pyrrho? I mean, when will you produce an experiment, a piece of experimental evidence? Isn't that how you test a model and a formula, is by doing an experiment to show it? So when are you going to do the 4 times more fuel to go twice as fast thing? And when are you going to do the 5-ton versus, 10-ton inverse relationship and show that the 8-pound bowling ball has twice as much energy? When are you going to do any of that? Or show a single experiment demonstrating that. You know, an experiment doesn't have a blob of clay on it. So besides the experiment with the blob of clay on the cart, what other experiment do you have? Okay, hey, interesting thing to realize, energy is FD. So again, this is all more of what they tell you, you have to believe. When energy, no, is momentum. Okay, it's MV, that's energy. Just find a particle in the universe and then say, how much mass does it have and how fast is it going? And then I know how much energy it has. If I want to find something with zero energy, then it has to be going 0 miles an hour. Yeah. Or it has to have no mass, which is silly anyway, because you couldn't find something with no mass. So again, just more, says you, Pyrrho. That's as far as, you know, there's nothing else to say. So says Pyrrho, totem poles are real. Okay, believe it, because Pyrrho told you so. But, you know, if you care about evidence, well, then you don't have to believe it. As in a force applied for a distance. So more just horseshit about distances, when distances have nothing to do with collisions and Newton's cradle and all that kind of crap. It's just a pile of horseshit. And momentum is FT. Yes, the force times the time you're in the force. Yes, so okay, that would be energy. How long are you in a force? You know, that's happening at a rate. But that would have to be a force that happens at a rate, right? So again, we're just right back to, no, energy is, okay, just MV. How much velocity, how much mass? How many fish, how fast are they going? That's energy. As in A for applied for a time. So again, clearly gravity is about how long you're in it, and you can keep playing some other game, but that's the truth of the matter. How big is your mass? How big is your bucket? And how long is your bucket in the rain? Period. Done. Interesting, right? Question mark. Who are you talking to? You think Steven knows what the hell you're talking about? No chance. Trying to get math lessons from Gary is like trying to get... Okay, we did that already. All right, and we'll do this last little brozo bit. He seems to have mastered the art of stringing words together that almost sound like they make sense. I mean, this is just, again, so there's no physics arguments ever. There's just all this wasted time rephrasing the same insults over and over again. Quickly followed by more and more of the same, and then an hour later. I mean, this isn't the same crap. Very hard to pin down. What's so hard to pin down? I mean, there's no evidence. Okay, the history sucks. Where did you provide counter arguments to those 2 points? The clay experiments proved MV squared. It's the wrong theory. Let's see, what else? I mean, they're all kind of direct points being made. Free momentum is free energy. If I have a device that makes more momentum, then I might as well have a device that makes more money. Because, frankly, momentum is money. Okay? Can't get around it. If I'm making more of it, it means I have more mass or more velocity, both of which are valuable energy-wise. Okay, he's kind of knitting with words. He's got to be the worst kind of teacher imaginable. So again, you know, and what would I be teaching that's so horrifying? Oh, that forces are real, that conservation laws really mean something, that the universe is actually made of this energy that just keeps recycling. I mean, what's the scary thoughts here? I'm basically defending Galileo, Newton, and Descartes. How horrible. What a crazy thing to do. Imagine your kid coming home from lessons with Gary. Well, he'd be able to recognize you as an idiot then, right? That certainly would be one of the lesson plans. How not to turn out like an asshole. And the picture of the asshole would certainly be poster child, exemplary poster child for asshole. The brozo. Talk about ruining a kid's chances. Just, you know, you're just amazing. Amazing. I mean, these frankly, bums, talking about racing kids. Like they have any concept of what it would take to build a human being that had anything called integrity. When every sentence is lies and chicanery. They can't draw a straight line to save their lives. All right, anyway. Are there whatever, chocolate cheesecake. So, that's enough of that. Okay, so, yes, enough of a video. It's just so bad. So, I mean, this is only happens just because we don't have any physics arguments. Nobody's making physics arguments. So, this is all there is to counter is these snarky, silly, vacuous, mushy, nonsensical, ad hominem bullshit. Because they can't put any physics argument together. They can't link to any good physics. They just can't do it. I mean, again, I mean, you know, the Mickey tried doing the Susskind thing, and I just turned that right around on him. Because you play the actual Susskind video, it just clearly demonstrates he has no clue what the double slit experiment is. The actual pattern doesn't account for any of it. So anyway... I guess that's enough of a video then. So, the usual routine. This has been draftphysics.com and debatephysics.com. But again, you can't debate cowards, really, right? So until somebody can actually make a video where they can actually make physics arguments on the subject, not much to debate and such. So, till it be the next time.